which means they're creating the cause now to receive harm, to receive harm back, to experience those similar sufferings, for such incredible length of time. they're creating the cause by themselves. they're not aware what they're doing is actually harming to themselves. doesn't understand this. However, so all these things, any being that we see suffering, is all, if each one becomes a reason, it's like asking us to oneself to generate compassion and to, you know, need help. So as I often say, in the part of compassion also, as I often say, you see, in our daily life, in our day-to-day life, you see, the family, people in the family, people in the office, outside, inside, people who are around, even when we go for shopping, in the people in the shop, or while we are going the road in the street, in the road, people around us, around ourselves. So depending how they look at you, depending how they think it, if they are looking at you with compassion, if they are looking at you, you see, including family. So all those, you see, people who are around, you see, including even animals. If they are looking at you with compassion, you see, with the positive thought, with the affection, loving kindness. If they look at you with a good heart, if they look at a good heart, you see, when you feel that, this makes you happy. Makes you happy. You see? Makes you enjoy. Makes you happy. Or in the restaurant. You see? And when the other person so with their sincere mind, you see, then show is a giving smile. You see, say respect. You see, respect the body, respect the speech. So depending how they think of you, depending how they behave towards you, you get it. You see, it makes it. You get the. You see, one get the. See, it makes happy. It makes oneself happy. You see, so one. So you see, one's own happiness. You see, dependent. People who are around animals, people who are around you. You see, how they think of you, how they behave towards you. You see, so and depending on that, you get it. Depending on that, you see, it affects us. You see, it affects oneself. Depending on that, you get happiness. Depending on that, you get depressed. Angry, you see, ups and downs. You see, so they depend on that, the surrounding living beings, you see, in our day-to-day life. So you see, so now exactly, these people around, people, animals, people, the other living beings who are around us on day-to-day life, family, people in the office, in the shop, the restaurant, the around the street, well, even while we're, one is walking the street, you see that people around. So they so their happiness depends on you. The people, animals, the living beings who are around, or who are around oneself in the day-to-day life, their happiness depends to you. You see, their happiness has to come from you. You see, it depends on, depends on, you see, how you look, how you, what kind of attitude you look at them. You see, how one behave with the body and speech. You see, what one respect. You see, or disrespect. You see, what you see, whether, you see, whether the person, whether one is, for example, in the, when we are going in the street, when we are going in the city, even that person is unknown person, but if you see that person, when you see that person, is walking in the street, so concentrated of the eye, so concentrated of the self, and you see, so concentrated of the eyes, the self, so self-centered, or so concentrated on the eye, think of he or her own problems, nothing else, or happiness, nothing else. So call concentrate on that, and with that one point of concentration, think of she wants on the problems. And then with that attitude, and then with you walking the say you know keeping life so busy walking the road that you see with time. with tension in the heart, with the uptightness and the tension in the heart, tension in the heart, tension in the heart, tension in the body, tension you see, on the face, you see, the she has tension, tension see, between the eyebrows. tension on the forehead, tension between two eyebrows, you know. Anyway, so very, very tight, very, very tight body is working. You see, not, then you see, so busy you know, walking in the road. However, you see, it doesn't make happy. It, seeing that person doesn't make you happy. but when you see a person walking the street, that's very relaxed, relaxed or having much space in the mind, very generous, very good heart looking, very generous. respect, respectful, or then you see loving, loving smile. However, when one or see a person, somebody is very kind. You see, you know, how say, the showing affection. You see, even one doesn't, even that person doesn't know oneself, that person doesn't know you, but showing affection or showing, you see, how say, kind of attention or how say, you know, affection, it makes, you see, it makes, it makes delightful or say, happy. However, so it is, so same thing, so same thing, depending how we, you see, think and behave. So that means even the people around the street, happy or sad, happy or unhappy. even the animals, even the animals. So, that even the animals, if they birds or dogs, even the mouse, if they feel you, when they feel that you are that your person, you know, want harm, then they're relaxed, and then then you can catch them. I'm joking. So anyway, what? It's easy to catch the mouse. Anyway, I'm joking. No, they also very relaxed, and they also feel the kind of relaxed and happy. Happy to see the person, happy to be with the, they don't run away, happy to be with the person. You know, when they see one stuff like that, so they act, they can feel the vibration. So at the beginning, they hesitate whether to run away or not. You see, if they're not sure, then when they find out, you see, this kind of person, then they, you see, become comfortable, relaxed, or happy. You see, even they change their face, even their face is full of hairs, but you see, still you can see the change, you know, the kind of a happy face. In Adelaide, when I was doing the retreat, I think there was a mouse there before we came, I think. But usually, most of the place, even there was no mouse before. Then when I come, then the mouse comes. There's some karma with the ants and with the mouse, or insects, or tiny insects in the food, you know, in the vegetables in the food. So usually there's a lot of karma. So the mouse, small mouse, they come after 11:30 or something like that. they used to come up in the room, next room, and grab the bed. I think they try to make a nest. The Buddha house, the people, the students, there's wood down, you know, to lean. Wood, and then there's something like a cushion put up there. Something like this, you know, they met around. Maybe ball, I'm not sure what is behind. So anyway, this mouse, they come up and go into the bed, and then go behind the pillow, or this thing that's around there. So I think they met a hole. I think they might have made a nest there, because it's maybe warm or something. Then one night, they try to come on the table. My table. Of course, my mom is But it's not good. My mind is kind of good hearted. But that time, I was not intending to. Was as a general, say not good hearted, but you know, cruel minded. But that time I was not thinking to you know disturb the mouse. So the mouse came up. You know, he tried many times, but no one time able to come up. And then was able to come up. Then he was looking at the face. Was a small mouth looking at the face like this. You know, I think immediately found out was not intending to, I think harm. Then he kept his face kind of very soft, very kind of soft or happy, kind of happy face. he came just once. Then he slowly went and then, but he came only once and that. Then there's another altar. There's another altar in the next room, there's another altar. Today, there's one altar here in front, but they could not somehow unable to come up. But there's another altar at the next room. Then the one mouse was able to come up, drink the water, drink the water, eat the things. And so then, so came up quite a few times. So then I met one bowl, put a lot of nuts and the zamba, flour, and the cooked flour, and I think maybe from the palmer or something. A lot of nuts in the big bowl and put it there. There's cupboard for all the mouse climbs up, goes up on top. So where the mouse always you know comes, goes up. So there, I put the bowl. But the top is filled with flour. So I think they used to come out on the altar, but actually the food couldn't eat much. And maybe ate a little bit, then went away. So there was a lot, but not somehow. I don't know what happened. Maybe I don't have enough merit or something. So then one day, there are many tatsas, these blocks, or stupas, or, you know, they are, how say, other big tatsas, big print, you know, of the different deities, Buddhas. So this mouse went back and forth. All tatsas, well, one whole bunch of tatsas club, you know, fell down. So I think the mouse must have been caught in between the tatsas, but it must have been fell down. You know, you know, those big tatsas. So it took a little bit of time to come out. Then after when it came out, so it was trying to, was very afraid. So afraid. I think tatsas, meant quite a number of tatsas fell down, so I think much hit. So his face looked very poor, very sad, very poor, you know, very sad, like somebody beat him, you know, like somebody beat him very much, you see, you know, how the face looked. So very sad face, you know, very poor face. Then I think that time I might have made one noise, just made one noise from the bed. And then he jumped from the from the altar. Down straight, and they went away. So then, I think since after that never came back. After that, never came on the altar. Since that time. So what? The point is that also by this reason, the day-to-day life, you see, the people, animals, for example, us, outside or inside, they have this. it depends on oneself, how one think of, with what attitude, how one look at them, how one behave to them. So therefore, by this reason, also we are responsible for other sentient beings' happiness. In our everyday life, those who are around oneself. Then, then another thing is that that so far, you see no problem happened to our life. That we're able, that we're able to live long time. You know, that we're not able to live long time. You see, that other sentient beings, even killed. You see, didn't happen. It didn't happen this. So, however, you see, which when you go out in the house, you see we just relaxed. You see, we live, you know, being relaxed. You see, trusting that these people around me won't give harm. You see, won't give harm. But you see, by believing in that, then we, you see, we live life comfortably. By trusting, by believing that these people around, you see, they won't harm. You see, by believing in that, then you see, that they won't have thought to kill, you see, to harm, you see, attitude and action. Believing that, you see, they don't do, then one live comfortably in the last. So, you see, by relying on them, you see, relying on them, we live the life comfortably. Comfortably, you know, relaxed. For example, many animals, birds in the forest. You see, there's not even a minute. You can see that when they go so scared, so unreliable, their life is so. You see. Become, you see, where things become so unreliable, even there's not even a minute to eat the food, you know, even they find food, but to eat the food in a comfortable, relaxed way, even within a minute, you see, they have to look at, they have to listen, sound. They have to look at many directions, you see, if the enemy is coming. If there's any, you see, all of them have enemies attacking them, eating, it comes to eat them or attack them. So, you see, when they are flying, they have worry, fear. When they are on the ground, and they have so much fear, you see, then they are human beings. Then the other animals, they are human beings on top of that. with harm. So you see, however, so therefore, that we live our life with mind relaxed, comfortable, is because by believing that they won't do harm. You see, however, in reality, it is a minute. The danger is a minute. It's a question of changing the other person's mind. You see, if the other person's mind becomes violent, you know, you see, if you change right now, your life is in danger. You see. You see, it's a question of changing the attitude. That's all. You see, once the attitude changes, you see, that, then you see, one, say, the one's life is in danger. So like this. So you see, how we're so much dependent on others. How we're so much dependent on our life, you see. So now same thing. If our mind is not, if you don't develop compassion, practice compassion, our mind can be very dangerous to other living beings. Because you see, others, as I mentioned before, their life is dependent on oneself. You see, they exist in their existing and their happiness, you see. Yeah. Then you see the other thing is so therefore how important it is you see the mind healing and become the need of that is how say you know say so much you know so say urgent nothing more important than that you see nothing more urgent than that in the life you see to and then the next thing that even you see all sentient beings starting from the family all the people in the city the whole all the living beings even they're angry to you even everyone is angry to you there's a harm to angry to you besides that they don't love you nobody loves you no one loves you and besides that they harm you is it criticizing they harm you with the body however but oneself but you the I is one person you see, nothing so much to be depressed. just one living being, and even that is one soul. So even one is born in the hell, nothing that much to be, you see, depressed. And even it's because it's just one being, one living being. So even one achieved ultimate happiness, ultimate liberation, you see, everlasting happiness. Even one achieved this, but it's one. The I is one, that's one. So it's nothing so much to be excited. It's nothing. nothing that much great. You see something great, incredible benefit or something. That you see. Oh, you see for so many things, something great benefit or something. You see even one so achieved ultimate, the everlasting happiness. It's one. Just one. So now, say, but this one person, the I, if didn't doesn't practice compassion, then there's danger to give harm to all the living beings, life to life. You see, directly, indirectly, there's danger to give harm to all the living beings, to life to life. So even one life, there's a possibility to give harm for millions and millions of people. So you see, there's incredible danger. numberless beings, they receive harm from you, to oneself. So, again, by this, so now, especially by this reason, to generate, especially by this reason, to generate compassion becomes utmost important. in the life, all the things what we have to do in the life, this becomes the first thing. All the things what we have to do in our life, this becomes the first thing. The very first thing to think about, to attempt, you know, to practice, so to think, to concern. You see, among all things, and all more reasons, numberless beings, because numberless beings, numberless, you know, sentient beings, they don't want you to have anger. They don't want you to have anger towards them. They want you to have compassion towards to them, and they want you to love. They want you to benefit. They want you to benefit to them. To not, they don't want you to have anger and to harm them. but even you want everyone to love you, to help you, but you are one person. It's just one. But others, you see, they want you to have compassion and they want you to benefit to them. It's numberless. So therefore, you see, to develop a positive mind, to compassion, become utmost important. And then this, just by reciting compassion, saying need compassion, like I'm speaking now, need compassion, that alone is not enough. one has to develop compassion step by step. there's all preliminary meditations. You see how to start, you know, how to start from the very beginning to the compassion. Then how to develop compassion. You see, in the complete, there's a whole step of meditation path. So one has to develop like this. You see, otherwise, you see, maybe one day you feel compassion to the animal, or you feel compassion to the animal a few days, then disappear. one feel compassion with a friend 1 or 2 days, then disappear. Or you see, like that. You see, and then, even one feels a little bit, but it's not stable. So this one is the most important one. To know the, how incredibly important it is, the compassion. Then by knowing, feeling this, how incredibly important and how precious it is, the compassion, this mind, how precious it is, with all your happiness, now, future, up to enlightenment, all the living beings' happiness, everyone's happiness is dependent to this. You see your compassion. So then the problem, the problem is the problem. Then after that, when you look at the problem, after discovering how compassion is so precious to yourself, to everybody, then when you look at the problem helps to develop compassion. By having the synthesis, then develop compassion for all those, you see, who have the same problem, and even those others. How naturally one feels by seeing our own problems, you see, and then we can develop. So this by knowing our own problems, we feel compassion to others. So then this compassion now, then we can develop. We can expand more and more, deeper and deeper. So that's how we can see the problem is beneficial. So this part is the most important one. Others, even didn't have much explanation in the other parts, most of the other parts. But this part is the most important one, that's why I try to say a little bit more details in this part. Due to positive actions that we've done in past, present, which will be done in the future, and all this made altruism, both citta, the thought of enlightenment, which is the source of all the happiness, may this be generated with one's mind, in mind of all things, and those who have made it be developed. And to do all these positive actions, may I achieve the highest, you know, feel happiness, full enlightenment, and lead everyone to this state as quick as possible.